Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And our host, Dick Stein, recently had a taste for some poultry with extra crispy skin and no bones to get in the way. So he found a recipe that explains how to remove the bones from an entire chicken. He shares the results with KNKX food commentator, Nancy Leeson.
So, Nance, how did it come out?
Excellent.
Did for me, too. Just loved it. What we're talking about, folks, is a boned-out butterflied chicken dish that I found on Mandy Lee's Lady and Pup site. I was attracted to it because although I've boned out parts of chickens, I've never done a whole one, and she has a how-to video, and it's this pan-cooked, extra-crispy chicken skin deal. So I told Nance all about it, and
I was forced to do it, too. So here's the ticket to this. She says, and she's right, that you should use a paring knife. I never would have thought to use a paring knife to bone out a chicken.
That short blade is a lot easier to handle, but you want that knife to be really sharp.
You did it first, and one of the things you said was you had a hard time finding a 2.5-pound chicken.
The recipe specifies a 2.5-pound chicken. I wasn't seeing them anywhere in the stores, so I had to get a 4.5-pound. It really wasn't a problem. I butterflied the whole bird anyway and used one half to make the dish and froze the other half for next time.
But I went into my downstairs freezer and found two really gorgeous Cornish game hens, each of which weighed just over 2 pounds.
Did you do them both?
I planned to do them both, but one was enough. That said, I would do this in a minute if I was having a dinner party. Part of the reason is you can prep this up in advance.
And since this is extra crispy skin chicken, prepping it in advance means after you bone it, salting the skin and the underside too, putting it in the fridge uncovered for at least a couple of hours. I went a full 8 hours. That dries the skin out and you get a nice crispy skin.
Mandy suggests using a nonstick pan. I have really changed my mind about nonstick pans and now I use them all the time.
I don't have a nonstick big enough to hold that whole half chicken spread out like that. So I just used my larger cast iron and it was fine.
Part of the process here involves keeping the chicken on its skin side and then basting with the oil and some butter. And it's natural fat.
Which I tried, and I just didn't feel like I was getting to where I needed to go. And even though she warns in bold letters, resist the urge to overcook this chicken, I flipped it over for a minute to cook the meat side more, and it came out fine. It was very juicy and succulent.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is extra crispy skin butterfly chicken recipe. Give it a try. It's not that hard to do, and you'll be rewarded. I'd never boned out an entire chicken before, and I just watched her video. It's only a couple of minutes long, and started and stopped, just went step by step. It was really a lot easier than I expected.
Yeah, it was much easier than I thought it would be, and after I do this a couple times, I think I'll be able to do it really swiftly.
Just make sure you've got a short-bladed, very sharp knife.
In the comments section, somebody posted a link to a video of Jacques Pepin boning out a chicken, and he practically did it with his hands in about a minute and a half. Of course, that's why he's Jacques Pepin, and we're not.
Exactly. Go with Mandy's video. Oh, and we didn't even mention the pan sauce that you make out of the drippings. One of the ingredients is brine from a pickle jar or capers or pickled peppers, which really made a fabulous pan sauce, didn't you think?
Well, I thought so. And it also calls for a little bit of chicken stock, but I had some leftover fond from a roasted chicken I had made about a week ago, and I used that instead. It was excellent.
My tweak of necessity was it calls for creme fraiche, which I don't have, but I did have some drained yogurt, nice and thick, and I used that instead. Worked fine.
Oh, and that other secret ingredient? A little bit of fish sauce.
That's the secret ingredient for everything. It's even good on vanilla ice cream.
For real?
No, I've never tried it, but I want to get you to give it a shot. I'll put a link to Mandy's recipe at ladyandpups.com and also report my experience with the recipe and what I did a little bit different. You can do as you like. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Don't fear the peeper.
Leeson.
He's Dick. Stein.